by changing the things which can be changed. There are things which can be changed. I was thinking of this in terms of focus. And I don't know if any of you saw the program that was on TV a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, time flies to me. But it was about selective perception. Did any of you see that? It was on PBS. I don't know if it was a National Geographic program or not, but it was interesting. It was a program about selective perception. And they were doing a number of experiments with people to test what they actually saw. And in one of those interesting experiments, they were filming a person who was being interviewed, and the interview was a pretty intense interview, and people were walking behind the interviewee who were dressed in animal outfits. Like there was a rabbit and an elephant and a gorilla. At one point the gorilla goes, right? And then after this clip, this television clip, they said, did any of you see the animals? And just flabbergasted. No, I did not see those animals behind the interviewee. And what was made of that is that we only see the things that we are trained to see. One of the people who was talking in that show said, in terms of physical sight, scientists choose to think that the primary visual cortex in our brain simply passively recorded unfiltered information from our eyes. But new findings suggest it's not quite so simple. Our expectations clearly influence how we see, he says. Our brains are complex spin machines, and they learn to be so from early ages. What we physically perceive through our eyes and brains is certainly affected by our predispositions to focus on particular things that we've learned to focus on over time, to focus on particular things rather than others. We learn to foreground certain things and cancel out whatever we have background in. And in terms of our spiritual sensitivity and our psychological sensitivity, perception often works this way too, I've discovered as I grow older. The same thing seems to be going on. We are predisposed to expect and to focus on certain things. And what that means is that over time, we grow not to expect and not to focus on everything we have background. In this text of scripture today, we have a wonderful passage in which Paul is giving some advice, and the advice he's giving is to, particularly, it's to the church at Philippi, but it's particularly to two women who can't get along in the church. If you read back a couple of verses, it says, I urge so-and-so and so-and-so to get along with one another. That has never worked for me. But anyway, this is what he says. Just get along. And then he gives this litany of things that's supposed to help them. He says, think about things that are true. Think about things that are honorable. Think about things that are just. Think about things that are pure and pleasing and commendable. Things that are excellent. Things that are worthy of praise. And the peace of Christ will be with you. That's interesting. Paul's making the suggestion that it's about focus. Sometimes when we are walking through our lives day to day, we're seeing an awful lot of stuff, but we're not aware, we're not mindful of the way that unintentionally we're focusing on certain things and everything else is being blurred out. My wife's a photographer and she loves to go out and to take pictures in the woods. And it's interesting to me that as I've seen her do this, I've realized that there's no way you can't focus on something. You've got to focus on something. Everything can't be in focus at the same time. And so whatever it is we focused on blurs, consequently, everything else. And so the question for us is, what are we focusing on? Because there's a lot out there that we often don't see. We don't have to focus on everything in the picture, and we can't. But we have to be mindful about where our predisposition to focus is going to go. And know that we can change the focus. Sometimes, and especially in our lives when we are heavy with stressors, we see only those stressors. And you've met people like this, haven't you? They walk around and constantly racked in attention to the thing that's right in front of their brain. It's difficult to get beyond it. When you have a conversation with it, it's almost as if they're talking to that thing They're not talking to you. That's because the focus is on that stressor. And it's possible for us, if we were mindful about the way that the world exists around us, to actually simply refocus on things that we haven't perceived, that are still in the picture, and maybe just as important. The old saying is, nosce te ipsum, know thyself. What are my spiritual and psychological predispositions? What am I predisposed to focus on? Sometimes it's good for people to ask that question to us and to make us reflect. Am I always going around looking at the problems, the challenges, and never seeing the possibilities? Am I more likely to focus on my pain rather than emerging life that's got back there in the background? Or perhaps right in front of me? Am I more likely to turn inward than I am to turn outward? Nosce te ipsum. Know yourself. Mindfulness and awareness is really important to us because we need that to be able to focus on what else is going on around me. And I imagine, and I've done this and it's helped me, maybe it'll help you too, how different life would be if we would take Paul's advice every once in a while if we find ourselves in that dark place, only talking to that thing that we're always carrying around in front of us, and to think, what are those things that are true? What are those things in my life that are honorable? What are the things that are just? What are the things that are pure? What's pleasing? What are those gifts I have that others have given me that are commendable? Where's the excellence? What are those things that are worthy of praise? Think on these things, Paul says, and the God of peace will be with you. We may have to do some refocusing to actually be able to see those things, but the payoff for that work of mindfulness, for the intentionality and our shift of focus, is peace. And sometimes we can use a little peace. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you that you have created such a diverse and beautiful world, a world in which there are always things growing and moving, things that are truly pure and worthy of respect and praise. Help us, O God, to see those things in the lives of others, to see those things in ourselves, and to draw strength from the gifts you give. We ask all this in Jesus' name.